Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Alabama and West Virginia Vote for Life. These voter initiatives were passed by the people in those states. But it's not just Alabama and West Virginia. There's a number of cases lining up in the queue, ready to challenge Roe versus Wade at the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, during this midterm election, Alabama and West Virginia voters had the opportunity to approve two amendments, one to each state, for their constitution. And it was all centered around saving or protecting preborn children. Alabama's Amendment 2 declares the public policy of the state is to recognize and support the importance of unborn life and the rights of unborn children, including the right to life, and to protect the rights of unborn children. It also states that there is no constitutional rights to an abortion or abortion funding. West Virginia also passed a voter initiative that would amend the West Virginia Constitution to state nothing in this Constitution secures or protects a right to abortion or requires the funding of abortion. And that was done in preparation for when the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade.
Boy, that's going to be a great day, and I'm really encouraged now that Brett Kavanaugh is on the Supreme Court, because it's not a constitutional right to kill a child. This country was based on the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the first one being life. So it is a valued entity in this country. We are created in the image of God, and so life is a valuable entity, and the sanctity of life is what we fight for every day. So it'll be exciting, as you said, when the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it will happen. It's not a matter of if this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my word, it's a matter of only when it will happen. It could have happened in 1992, and that's when the Planned Parenthood versus Casey decision out of Pennsylvania was argued, and Casey was the governor at the time. In that case, it involved clinic regulations and notification and so forth. So on its face, it wasn't a direct challenge, if you will, to Roe versus Wade. But because of the medical evidence and technology and understanding of when life began, ultimately, when a child could live outside the womb, because they could live outside the womb now in the second trimester rather than in 1973 only in the third trimester. Everybody thought, from both medical as well as legal, because it never did have a constitutional basis, that Roe versus Wade was going down. And in fact, that's exactly how it started. After the oral argument in, I believe it was April of that year, 1992, the justices, as they do every week, at the end of oral argument, they get together, they cast their vote. They begin with the Chief Justice and then the next most senior all the way down to the most junior. And by the time it got to the end, it was a 5-4 decision to overrule abortion, the 1973 decision. And so Rehnquist on the bench was writing the opinion. Remember, he was the dissenter in 1973. He was the two of the seven. Two dissenters, and he was one of those dissenters. And now he's writing the opinion to overturn the bad decision in which he dissented on and realized and very clearly declared was not part of the Constitution in 1973. And that was going on for 30 days. And then, unfortunately, Kennedy switched his vote because of pressure from then Justice O'Connor and Justice Souter, who were then on the bench, and he switched his vote. And he went to Blackmun, who was still in the court as a Supreme Court justice, who wrote the 73 opinion, and he told him he was switching his vote. And so Rehnquist got the bad news that the decision had flipped, and now Rehnquist was back in the minority. And Kennedy was the reason. 30 days later, the decision was released. It was a decision released by three people. Instead of written by one, it was by O'Connor, Kennedy and Souter joint decision upholding the abortion decision. We were that close to overturning Roe versus Wade. 30 days away, because this was argued in April. It was written for a month or so, and it was the last day of May that Kennedy went to Blackmun to switch his vote. And then you go to the end of June, and it's released, and that's what happened. So 30 days away from overturning Roe, now Kennedy's gone. And as a result, you've got a new changing of the guard, and that is Brett Kavanaugh. And that's why there's so much excitement. That's why there was so much opposition to his confirmation process. So we have these two amendments, but we also have other matters. We've got going before the U.S. Supreme Court, currently pending right now as far as petitions. These are states asking the court to review their cases, and there's been no decision on it yet. We won't have a decision until later this year, early next year. Indiana. Indiana lost a decision that has a law that bans abortion based on race or gender selection or health of the unborn baby. They've asked the Supreme Court to review the case. That could be a case that would overturn Roe. Alabama. Alabama has a law that was struck down that is a law that prohibits dismemberment abortion, basically kind of like taking forceps and ripping and tearing body parts out piece by piece. That law was struck down by a federal court of appeals, but the court of appeals, the judges, criticized the Supreme Court, and one of the judges expressly asked for the Supreme Court to overrule Roe versus Wade. They just filed, Alabama just filed, a petition to have that case reviewed by the Supreme Court. Texas has a abortion regulation case. It's going to be argued at the Court of Appeals. It could ultimately uphold the right of the states on these things. That could be petitioned. You've got so many different aspects.
You know, another difference, Matt, since 1973 is now, because of technology, our first baby pictures are ultrasounds. So you can see that baby in the womb is a baby. It's not a blob of tissue. It's not some little...
You didn't have that in 73.
And now you see that
not
picture.
Not like you do now. You got 3D, now 4D.
Right, and you see the baby moving around and everything. So you cannot deny that as a child any more than you can deny your two-year-old walking around as a child.
And the whole debate has moved from whether it's a human or not to whether or not it's worthy of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a value of human life where there's no real sanctity of human life, because then who makes that decision?
Right, it should be the safest place in the world, would be in your mother's womb.
Yeah. Well, we also have, in other news regarding abortion, Tom Parker, Associate Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Remember him?
Right.
We represented him in the case where the Southern Poverty Law Center wanted to get him removed from the bench because he commented publicly about the Supreme Court's a marriage opinion of 2015. We filed suit. And we ultimately won, got the provision that they were using struck down as unconstitutional, as a violation of the First Amendment. Tom Parker then, he ran for the Chief Justice position of the Alabama Supreme Court. That was the position formerly held by Judge Roy Moore. And the person who became the acting chief judge is the one who seemed to be in very much opposition to Roy Moore. So he ran against her.
Mm-hmm.
They're both associate justice. And guess what? Tom Parker won. Tom Parker is going to be the next Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. I hope the Southern Poverty Law Center hears that loud and
clear. I know, I know.
They're right next door to the Alabama Supreme Court.
It's awesome. And he's been...
He's the last person they want there because he's a constitutionalist.
Right.
And he, Tom Parker, won the election during the midterm. He is going to be the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. And he, by the way, remember, recently wrote a concurring opinion.
Right, about the sanctity of life.
Yeah, and the Alabama Supreme Court unanimously upheld the state law that says fetal homicide is tantamount to murder because the preborn child is a person. And they upheld that. And he wrote a special concurring opinion that just literally tore apart Roe versus Wade and the Supreme Court's abortion opinions, and called expressly for the Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade. And he, my friend, thank God, is now the Chief Justice, or will be soon invested in the investiture of the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. A great constitutionalist. We have great news everywhere taking place regarding life. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. Go to lc.org for more information. Learn more about how you can be involved in helping preserve Christmas and the real reason for the season at lc.org. You can also make online contributions to the Ministry of Liberty Counsel, especially at this critical time of the year, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.